I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Many years ago, my wife and I took a late afternoon hike in a nearby forest. We sauntered through the dense woods with our then-infant daughter nestled in the pack on my back. We lost track of time and suddenly noticed that the sun was setting far earlier than we expected, and we were low on infant formula. Oh my. Despite our usually reliable sense of direction, we discovered we were truly lost in the forest. Eventually, we found our way out, but not without a sense of panic. What a metaphor that experience became, teaching me about the profound importance of subtle signs in life's proverbial forest, instincts shared in this encore essay by John Minahan.
I had a choice. I could try to push forward through the unbroken forest, or I could try to retrace my steps, or I could plunk myself down and have a good cry. That seemed like the best option. The trees had become so thick that I couldn't push forward without a bulldozer, and darn, I neglected to bring one on this Sunday morning hike. As for retracing my steps, how was I supposed to do that when I'd lost the path to begin with? A good cry, then. Trouble was that afterwards, I'd still be lost. I knew I had to find the White Blaze Trail. And I had a good idea it was somewhere to the south. So, I got out my compass and shouldered into the undergrowth. I need a sign, I kept thinking. Anything to show me I'm headed the right way. After a few heart-pounding minutes, I looked up and saw, well, a sign. White Trail, announced the weathered wooden board nailed to a tree, with an arrow pointing left. This happened years ago, but I've thought about it lately when trying to understand my brother. He was my hero when we were kids. I never believed I was as smart or as strong, an impression he was glad to confirm, sometimes mercilessly, as big brothers do. He was always the one to tell me, whenever I felt lost, that I had to get up and look for a sign. Come to find out, well into middle age, that he'd probably been so hard on me because he himself often felt so lost. In fact, he'd been struggling with depression and anxiety for a long time, well before he lost his beloved wife to cancer. One morning, not long after she died, he put a gun to his head and made me, at the age of 51, an only child. I believe signs are all around us. Sometimes it's a board on a tree. Sometimes it's a memory of a childhood hero. And sometimes a sign just is our willingness to look for one. My brother taught me to believe that. Remembering that he did so is helping me find a way through the forest of grief, where he left all those who loved him. I don't want to judge my brother. I only wish he'd been able to live by the lesson he taught me.
John Minahan teaches English and psychology at the Lincoln School in Providence. Minahan is a former professional musician and college instructor who lives in Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.